disturbing and possibly harmful for young people.
Loic Menzies joins us, Chief Executive of the Education and Youth Think and Action Tank, LKM Co, also a former citizenship teacher. Loic, hello.
Hello there, hi.
Did you hear what Antonia said, and if so, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I did, and certainly LKM Co is welcoming the news today, and I think it's really important not to characterise this as schools versus parents. I think if we look at most parents, they're looking around themselves and not necessarily recognising the world their children are growing up in. So I think most are going to be really delighted to hear that teachers are being trained and supported to help their children navigate quite unfamiliar world. And I think at the same time, taxpayers will be really pleased to see that schools will be teaching teaching children to prepare for the society that they're going on to live in. That's what we entrust our schools to do.
I think it's extraordinary to think that young modern parents aren't aware of the world in which their children are growing up in. Of course they are. And I hear from lots of parents and they're saying, yes, well, you know, our children are growing up in very challenging times and we want to be the ones who are guiding them through it. We want to work with the school, yes, but we don't want to be put in second place. And that's what these new compulsory subjects effectively do. So, you know, I think don't underestimate parents, and they're not living in some sort of bubble.
Well, Antonia, I'm just wondering what your main agenda is here. Are you trying to safeguard the rights of parents, or are you trying to protect children who you feel shouldn't be educated about, for example, transgender issues till a certain age?
If you safeguard the rights of parents, you will protect children, because parents are the best protectors of their children. They're the people who love their children most, who are most invested in their children, and also parents know their children best, so they know at what age and stage it's appropriate for their child to be taught about these issues.
And Loic, I'll let you have a drink, but Antonia, what does the average parent know about transgender issues, for example, Antonia?
Well, I think what we need to think about, there's a lot of talk about protecting children, but I think when we look at the fact that thousands of children a year are getting involved in sexting, that children's satisfaction with their appearance is having a massive impact on their well-being because of the impact of social media, I think some of the claims Antonia's making there about parents being equipped to deal with those things just don't bear up to scrutiny. And I think really it's naive to think that the biggest threat that children are facing is to be supported and taught by well-trained, educated teachers who understand the issues and experience what's going on the playground every day and what those children need to be able to deal with. Because actually these children aren't growing up in a bubble. They're on the playground every day, they're in the classroom every day, they're with their peers. And teachers need to be equipping them to be able to deal with that. We've seen today the Education Secretary, Damien Hines, has said this all starts with a foundation of kindness, friendship, taking turns, primary school. It's very easy to fixate on the exciting, glitzy stuff of the sex education and so on. We're actually talking about health education at primary school, and we're talking about kids learning to look after each other.
But Loic, is there not a middle ground here? There are people, and Antonia is one of them, it would seem, uncomfortable with children being given so much knowledge at such a young age when perhaps they haven't got the capacity to assimilate it.
So the guidance today is firstly very clear that it's about age-appropriate education, so that will be adapted.
You've been to school, you know yourself, one man's four-year-old is another man's two-year-old. The people develop at different
rates.
Yeah, and we know that this is not about schools being the only source of information. Parents remain within their rights to do what they want in the private sphere of the home. Secondly, even that taken into account, we know that parents are allowed to withdraw their children from these lessons, it may be. So really, I think that within
the alarmism here.
Antonia?
Our whole campaign is we're asking the government to do a U-turn on the legislation precisely to allow parents to take their children out of relationships education lessons which they're not happy with. And I hear from parents and they see the sort of visiting speakers that are going to schools, the sort of very explicit materials that are being shown to children, and they don't want their children seeing that.
It's a sex education aspect. Your parents can withdraw their children from sex education. But what aspect of relationship education, Antonia, do you disagree with? Things like sexting, surely the earlier you can warn a child about that, the better.
That is true, but I think we're tackling things from the wrong end. I think we need to start with parents, because parents are in the best position to monitor children about this, to introduce good culture in their homes around social media. What these lessons are doing is are placing all the burden on children to deal with this themselves. And I think the result is that parents are going to be very sidelined here. And that's why
I'm not quite sure why the burden is being put on schools. Any sensible school will be working with parents to talk through what they're doing and why, and supporting parents to do their bit in that process. We know that the sexting is affecting kids from a really young age, and it's about staying safe and just making sure that the right culture in the school is set up, and that those teachers are working with parents and pupils to set up that environment that looks after kids' well-being. And we know that that's a massive problem at the moment, and that's what's really worrying parents at the moment, not whether or not the teacher is going to be helping with it.
Well, I think what's really worrying parents is the fact that their right to withdraw their children from lessons that they may not agree with and which go against their own views and values is being taken away from them. This is a very serious issue, and we need to campaign on this.
All right.
I think it's a little bit dangerous to see children as this sort of private property of their parents, with parents having the only right to a say.
That is an incredible statement.
And shame you made it with 30 seconds left to go on the interview, but it's something we will continue to discuss with our listeners. Loic Menzies, thank you, and Antonia Tully. I'm sure the text console's already rotating like a fruit machine. If you've got a thought, 85058 at BBC Five Live.
Now, 3 minutes to six. She's a high-profile businesswoman starting...